So can you face that?
Yeah. I would like to think that I'd go on. If they're gone, hey, I'm here, I'm me, I'm terrific. I'd like that feeling, you know, be in the world. I'm the only last human being on Earth. Hey, I like that feeling. But to feel like desolate, just blank, that's scary.
Yeah. So know them, know you.
No, that's right. No, me. That's it. Absolutely. They're gone. I'm gone.
So let's unabstract the word death and say that at least for the purpose of this conversation, death means know them, know you.
That's it. That's it.
So that's what has to be faced.
That's what's happened.
So can you face that?
I have to.
I will
because I know anything I do now would just be to cover it up. Calling friends, go to a party, get, you know, whatever.
That's spiritual maturity, that understanding, and the willingness not to
cover
run for cover.
Right, right.
So what I want to say to you is that emptiness is not the end. There's something deeper than that.
That would be that would be wonderful.
I'm not saying that to comfort you, and I'm not saying that to soothe you.
But I could see
I'm
that
saying
happening.
That to fortify you.
Yeah.
That this dark night of the soul, this facing emptiness directly, this accepting the dissolution of that which you experience as you has to be faced, has to be met directly. And there's plenty of support for meeting it. If you're not comfortable doing it now, doing it in a group, I'm happy to meet with you under other circumstances. But what I'm really saying to you is the call has come to you to face the absolute reality at this point before your physical death. This is a great, it seems like a horrible event. It's a great opportunity. It is a falling to a deeper level. And it's terrifying, and it's horrifying, and it feels like it's going to tear you to pieces. And it feels like the dissolution of everything. And that is the dark night of the soul. But it's a calling, it's an opportunity to go to that which is beyond even that.
That makes so much sense.
Whether it makes sense or not, that's the process. That's how it works.
Yeah, I can see that. It's something I don't know about.
Exactly. It's something none of us know about. Because it's the willingness to enter the unknown here and now. It's the willingness to enter the unknown before physical death takes you.
That's it. That's exciting.
So does that seem like something you'd be willing to do?
It looks like that's what I'm going to do, and that's what I am doing. And I can see it happening. I'll be in the apartment alone, and I can see this happening.
Well, the possibility is to fall into the emotional and psychological edge of it, which is depression, which is bad feelings, which is self-pity, which is fear, which is terror. But that acts as a diversion. It's a divine call to face life and face death once and for all, before the physical body ends. So it's not a psychological process.